Welcome to Beyond Prepositions for ESL Learners, Mastering English Prepositions for Fluency for Low Intermediate through Advanced English Learners, a Focus on English reference series book, making the difficult parts of learning English easy. All rights reserved. Any reproduction of these lessons only with the express written permission of the author. Thank you for meeting me at our beautiful Focus on English outdoor cafe, where today we are going to learn how native English speakers use prepositions in real-life, everyday conversation. In the background, you may hear other students in our outdoor cafe who will join us later for an English lesson. If you are following along with me in the book, go to the section entitled Introduction, and then skip down to the next page and begin to follow along with me there. Focus on English books for ESL learners, making the difficult parts of learning English easy, using prepositions correctly in every English sentence. This book is designed for English learners who want to clearly understand the use of prepositions in many different kinds of English sentences. Why do English speakers say, a person gets on a bus and into a taxi, on a plane and into a car? We arrive in New York at Kennedy Airport on Wednesday at 3 p.m. in November. We sit at a desk, but we sit in a chair. Our hands are on the desk, but our pencil is in our hand. We say we did something for him and then did something to him. I like my friend because he's like my brother. We have been talking about school since 2 p.m. for 3 hours outside the building that is close to the bank. The book is underneath the counter, beneath the bookshelf, under the window, near the door, beside the TV, which is next to the chair that is over the box that is on the floor. Whew! Does some of this sound confusing to you? Well, don't worry. This Focus on English lesson is about English prepositions and will help you to understand and use English prepositions correctly in every situation.